away light.
Amen. Amen. Right. This ministry is of light.
Amen. Yes. Right. Of light.
Amen.
Is light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. So day one, 2 Corinthians 3, 6, and then 4, 1, and 12. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. So then death operates in us, but life in you. Day two. 2 Corinthians 1:9 and John 20:31.
Indeed, we ourselves have the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
But these
have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Day 3, 1 John 5:14-16.
And this is the boldness which we have for Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin, not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death.
Jeremiah 2:13 and Revelation 7:17.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns which hold no water. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Jeremiah 17:7-8.
Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is, and he will be like a tree planted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when he comes, for his leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit.
John 7:37 and 1 Corinthians 12:13.
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we're all given to drink one spirit.
Amen. Amen. And maybe we could pray read the very first verse of day one, since this is a reading on ministering life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe we could read it all together one more time, and we can just open up to prayer reading.
Amen.
Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen. Amen. Who has made us? Amen. Who has also made us?
Amen.
Who has also made us?
Amen. Amen.
Has also made us.
Amen. Yes, you have made us.
Amen. Who has also made us sufficient?
Yes.
Made us sufficient.
Amen.
Who has also made us sufficient?
Amen.
Made us sufficient.
Amen.
He has made us sufficient.
Amen. Yes, He has made us sufficient.
Amen. He has made us sufficient.
Amen.
As ministers of a new covenant.
Yes.
Ministers of a new covenant.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, ministers of a new covenant.
Amen.
Ministers not of the letter.
Right. Amen.
Ministers not of the letter.
Right. Not of the letter.
Not of the letter.
Ministers of the Spirit.
Amen. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
For the letter kills.
Amen.
The letter kills.
Amen.
The
letter kills.
Amen.
But the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
But the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
The Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 What an enjoyable portion this week.
Amen.
We're full of life in all every single day. Yes. We're just life, life, life.
Amen.
It's a life that makes me want to shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. So we come to this week and the title, even the title is just the ministry of life.
Amen.
When you hear of ministry in Christianity, a lot of times you may hear of a bread kitchen ministry or jail ministry or some type of ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, these things are good, but if the focus of the ministry isn't of life, then there's not much benefit. You know, it could be good to serve in a soup ministry if you're serving food, but the focus is life.
Mm-hmm.
You could be going to a jail ministry, but if your focus is just to, you know, share the Bible with them, but it's not the focus is life, then there's not much benefit. Mm-hmm. But if you go there to serve these ones, maybe a prisoner, and you give them life, oh, this is so beneficial.
Amen.
You know, there's actually heard there's a story of a brother. He actually became semi-famous in a prison because he got put there wrongly, but when he was there, he was just sharing life.
Amen.
And the life just spread. Amen. Especially because he was a brother, and he was Mexican, so he was put in a federal prison. And in federal prisons, they mix up the prisoners quite often because there's a lot of drug cartel. So that this labeled the life to spread through all the federal prisons in the United States. So the life was spreading.
Amen.
Because his focus wasn't just something mundane, but he was just focusing on giving life to all the different ones in the prison.
Amen.
So hallelujah for the ministry of life.
Amen.
So we see in this week that the Lord's economy, his focus is life.
Amen.
We can see in the very beginning of the Bible that actually this is the case. You know, this isn't just a teaching, but this is actually something from the Word. When God placed Adam and Eve, he placed them in the tree of, in front of the tree of
life.
Amen. God wanted man to partake of life.
Amen.
This is the focus here. We need to focus on this word life. So to minister, we need to be ones that are constituted, right? In the very beginning of this week, we see that to be ministers, we need to be ones that are constituted of Christ. We need to be constituted with what he is, what he's done, what he's attained.
Yes.
This is the only way that we can be ministers.
Amen.
In this week we saw that there was Peter. Peter had a fishing ministry, right? And John had a mending ministries. These may seem like two separate ministries, but actually they're not. They're just two aspects of the same ministry.
Amen.
The new covenant ministry, right? But we see in both of these ministries, they actually have the same core, and that's life.
Amen.
When he shared the gospel and added many to the church, what was he doing? He was sharing life.
Mm-hmm.
And life was getting imparted into many, many believers, and many were added to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Same with John. John, when he was mending, when his mending ministry, when he was healing the churches, he wasn't healing them with just dead letter.
Mm-hmm.
He was healing them with life.
Amen.
He was sharing the Spirit. He was empowered by the Spirit.
Yes.
And this is their ministry. Their ministry, the core was life.
Amen.
And this is really the focus of what God is doing here on earth. I mean, the reason that God has this focus of life It's actually because God is longing. Amen. God is actually, he's lovesick. He wants a bride, and for thousands of years he's been trying to get this bride. And he hasn't gotten it yet. But the way he gets his bride is by his enlargement. And the way that God is enlarged is by constituting us with himself.
Amen.
So like our brother shared this morning, there's these two important things. There's the Word and the Spirit. So the way we can get constituted is by reading the Word.
Amen.
Every time we read the Word, we're getting the Spirit.
Yes.
We're actually, when we read the Word, we need to be miners. We need to mine the Spirit, mine the gold out of the Word.
Yes.
If we don't, then it'll be just like that verse. It'll just be dead letter.
Amen.
And it'll kill us. We could read the Bible and we could get killed.
Yes.
But we need, when we read the Word, we need to come to it and realize there's Spirit behind this.
Amen.
And this is how God is constituting us into, is constituting himself into us.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the outline points here, Roman numeral 3, which is day 4, these few points, I was thinking maybe we could read them together. Roman numeral 3, number 2, we could read 2, 3, and then A, B, C, D, and E together. Maybe brothers first on number 2. God's aim in his economy is to have a group of human beings who have his life and nature inwardly and his image and likeness outwardly. This group of people is a corporate entity, the body of Christ, to be one with him and live him for his corporate expression.
God's goal in being the fountain of living waters is to produce the church as his increase, to be his fullness for his expression. This is a heart's desire, the good pleasure of God in his economy.
Amen. Brothers,
God needs to be the fountain of living waters to his elect because he has an economy. And his economy is to produce a counterpart, a bride for himself.
God's purpose is wanting to be a fountain of living waters for his elect to drink, is that he would be increased and enlarged.
Amen. God's economy is to dispense himself as the living water to produce his increase, his enlargement, for his expression.
Our drinking of God as the fountain of living waters is for the church as his increase. Our drinking is for the producing of his enlargement, his fullness for his expression.
Amen. All together on he.
Nothing apart from God as the fountain of living waters can quench our thirst and satisfy us. Nothing apart from God dispensing to our being can make us his increase for his expression.
Amen. So here, again, we can see that the focus of life, the focus is here is life, is because God wants an increase. God needs a bride.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, gain your bride.
Amen.
Oh, we want to be part of this, Lord.
Amen.
And, so maybe we could just finish up here, and I'll just read this very last point, the very last number on the outline. The more we drink of God, the more he is one with us, and the more we are one with him and constituted with him in his life and nature to be his corporate expression,
Amen.
His counterpart, for the fulfillment, the desire of his heart, and the consummation of his eternal economy.
Amen.
Oh Lord, gain a group of saints.
Amen.
Gain a group of people.
Yes.
Oh, that would really care for what's on your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we come to this message, the ministry of life, we first need to give a definition of ministry, right? What is ministry? From God's side, He first has a testament. And it's the New Testament. It's a covenant. So it's bound by this covenant to fulfill His purpose, to fulfill His economy.
Amen.
And which is to dispense Himself as life into each one of us.
Amen. Amen.
So He has this covenant, and He's bound by it. He has to carry it out.
Amen.
And Martha said, the way that He carries this out is the ministry.
Wow.
I mean, the process of carrying this out is His ministry.
Mm.
Right? That's from God's side. And from man's side, the ministry, as we can view it as opposite to gift. Right? A gift is to say, you know, we are empowered by the Lord in a wonderful way.
Amen.
Right? In a mysterious way. So that suddenly I can stand up and speak, you know, even of something I don't really have experience on. That's gift. But to have ministry is something much deeper.
Amen.
It is, when I speak, right. I know what I am speaking.
Amen.
Right? I have experience, even the constitution in me,
Amen.
To say what I am speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this constitution is for is from years, even decades,
mm-hmm.
of God's word on this person, on the minister,
Amen.
So that he can speak.
Amen.
So in the message, Brother Minoru Chen even say it takes at least 60 years, right, to perfect a minister, for him to have the ministry of life.
Mm.
So I was touched by his sharing of his personal experience.
Mm.
Sometimes I had the first section of his experience too, so I was touched. Okay, so Brother Minoru said when he was young, he heard Brother Lee, the message of Brother Lee saying the difference between the gift and the ministry. Right? And he said, Lord, I want, you know, this ministry to be on me, right? And he didn't know what he was asking. And he didn't fully know what he would take. And after years, he looked back. Oh, he said, oh, Lord. I didn't know. It's so difficult, right? It needs so much working on me. You know, I had more or less the same experience. There was a period in my Christian life that I felt that there's not much progress outwardly. Not much progress that I can see. You know, I'm nervous, right? I don't want to stay there. But now I understand it's not, you know, as gift. I learned this, I learned that, I learned it, I learned this thing in half a year, I learned that in 1 year, right? But I just need to be open to the Lord and allow Him to arrange both the outward situation and through His speaking inwardly in me so that I can be constituted.
Amen.
Again, Brother Chen released the burden that today in the Lord's recovery, we need ministers. We need ministers who are constituted, who are mature in life enough to give, to dispense life to every one of us.
Amen.
So may we all have this this hope, right? This aspiration to the Lord,
Amen.
That we may be constituted as ministers.
Amen.
To be His corporate expression, His counterpart, for the fulfillment of the desire of His heart and consummation of His eternal covenant. And a portion in day six says, God is faithful in leading us into His economy. And His economy is for us to drink Christ, to eat Christ, to enjoy Christ,
Amen.
To absorb Christ, and to assimilate Christ, that God may have His increase with us to fulfill His economy. This is God's faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to work on this part in my life. And further down it said, instead of drinking of God as the fountain of living waters, Israel drank of their idols. And we need to see that we are not better than Israel. Anything can become an idol to us, but God is faithful in fulfilling His economy. In His faithfulness, He deals with our idols that we may drink of Him.
Amen.
We all need to drink of God as the fountain of living waters, receiving Christ into us, and assimilating Him, so that He may increase for the fulfillment of God's economy, to have His expression through His counterpart. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for His word this weekend. Lord Jesus, You are the fountain of living water.
Amen.
Quench our thirst and satisfy us. Dispense Yourself in us, into our being. Make us Your increase for Your expression.
Amen.
Gain us afresh each day.
Amen.
To eat and drink of You as we enjoy Your word.
Amen.
We take You as our everything. We must rely on You for everything to receive God's dispensing.
Amen.
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 Something I enjoyed this week was just, I enjoyed 2 Corinthians 3:6, and we've been made sufficient as ministers of the Spirit.
Amen.
And also in day two, he was talking about how we, because in the church life, we must learn to minister life.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is needed. And so I had this experience with my family, and there's kind of an outward situation. And so I just realized that, you know, I have 3 older siblings, so sometimes I just like look at their situation, kind of, because you know they're all in different places, and so I automatically form all these judgments, and you know out of my concepts and how we're seeing comes all these things. But I had this, you know, just this really sweet fellowship with my parents. And it was just, Lord, you know, I don't want to be one who's, you know, just I don't know. I just saw that I was really short of, you know, life in this matter, because I had all my, you know, oh, looking at the letter, looking at all these things. But these just kill. You know, they don't build up. They don't, you know, and it's just this prayer in day 2, you know. It's like, you yourself must turn to the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon me. My brother is sinning. He needs the supply of life. He lacks life. But so do I, Lord. I don't have much life either. Have mercy upon us. But first, have mercy upon me. I need more life. I must have more life.
Amen.
So I was just... I didn't have the chance to read all the days, but I was, during the week, I was enjoying in Matthew 16, you know, and when the Father says out of the cloud, you know, this is my Lord Jesus. Oh, Matthew 17. This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight. Hear Him. And then, you know, when the disciples lifted their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus Himself alone.
Amen.
So I was just realizing, you know, the way we get life, you know, and then in day 6, it's just by coming to the Lord.
Amen.
It's not by knowing more doctrine. It's not by knowing, you know, all these outward things. It's just by coming to the Lord, you know, touching the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to be constituted with this life.
Amen.
You know, that's what we really need. You know, and as we're enjoying Him as the fountain, like, you know, in the later days, that's how He's getting His increase. He's getting His bride.
Amen.
And that's the fulfillment of His purpose.
Amen.
So I'm just really enjoying that this
week. Amen. I enjoyed day 2 of this week also very much. The more we see the needs around us, our proper response or reaction to that should be exactly what Brother shared here. When we see a brother or sister sinning, it's not like, oh, we need to say something. We need to admonish or rebuke. I need more life. I need more life first. And the brother said, we should ask ourselves, do I have a surplus of life? If I don't, I need life first. I need to gain more life first. Because there's nothing else but life can really solve the problem. And then we need to see the root of the problem of either sinning or even being weak, being stumbled, or being negative. It's all because of the lacking of life. So the Lord never asked us to do anything else but to supply life to others. And that's why, you know, the ministry of life is to provide life, to supply life. But if we don't enjoy the Lord and, you know, be supplied with life first, if we're not being filled with life and even have the surplus of life, there's no life we can give to others. And we may be very zealous to serve the Lord by trying to help, but that probably brought in more problems. That probably, you know, says, brothers, the leak may be expanded. So we won't be helping with the situations. We probably cause more problems. And yes, I had this kind of experience before. Brother Joseph just said, Brother Minoru shared about, you know, you need 60 years to be a, you know, a home-day minister of life. And I'm like, I looked around that room like, wow. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I can be like one when I'm 60. I need many, many more years. But anyway, praise the Lord for this ministry that we're here for, and then the words that given to us is so clear. And I really appreciate John's ministry. You know, our dear brother John here, he's the one who's always kind of, before I always thought he was kind of sentimental. You know, he's the one who's like, you know, on the Lord's bosom, in the Lord's bosom. You know, always say, you know, he always described himself as the disciple that loved by the Lord. Yeah. You know, he's the kind of, you know, I felt like he's such a sentimental, you know, brother. Yeah. But, you know, yet he's filled with life. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he can be so strong in mending the problems, you know, mending ministry was because he was filled with life. He was totally controlled by the vision of life. So throughout his, you know, epistles, the Gospel of John, he's even Revelation, right? He's you know, commending, you know, we need to turn back to our first love. And, oh, I mean, we should love the Lord, and we need life. Amen. And I just said, Lord, when recently a newly saved sister, you know, she's having morning revivals with me, and she actually, I didn't mean to, I didn't really want, I thought maybe she's too young, too new to read this kind of morning revival. Yeah. So I was trying to steer her to something else, but she was so hungry for the Lord. So she went to our website and she read this. She was like, very hungry, and she had so many things she wanted to know. And then I was fellowshipping with her, and I was like, I was reminded by the Lord. The Lord said, dispense life, dispense life. So I was like, and then Friday, she asked me a question that her mother, who's heard the gospel but in China but not saved yet, sent her something, you know, trying to something for good luck for her daughter. And she asked me, is it allowed that I wear that? And, you know, I grew up in the church life, right? I have lots of concept. My immediate reaction would be, of course not. Praise the Lord for this week's message. And immediately, the Lord raised the question in my mind. Do you feel that you're in life? You're dispensing life if you tell her that. And so as she was explaining to me how her mother got her that and all that, and what her mother's intention was, I was just calling on the Lord. I said, oh Lord, what should I say? You know, and that's how I really experienced, like, Lord, I'm nothing. I really don't know what to say to her, because I don't want to discourage her from her mother's love.
Right.
And then, you know, then she'll say, well, you guys are so unreasonable. You're so, you know. But then I don't want her to fall into, you know, the wrong, you know, situation.
So I was just like, really? And then I just say, and then the Lord just touched me. The Lord said, bring her to me. So I just said, you know, sister, actually the Lord is living in you. I said, he will guide you. Yeah. I said, you know, why don't we pray together?
Amen.
I said, I encourage you to pray to the Lord. Wow. I said, you know, he will guide you and his peace will you know, be the arbitrator in you. And this is something that really should be from the Lord. I said, you know, it shouldn't be from me. And wow, I just felt like she was so open and, you know, and so it was like, I felt I was saved, you know, in front of the situation, because I'm like, wow, how easily we fall into, you know, the spiritual, I mean, the religious concept, where like, don't do this, don't do that, or, you know, do this or do that. But we're not dispensing life. We're not, you know, supplying life. And so, you know, my burden, I was just so enjoying this this day's portion that, Lord, we want to be channels of life, you know, so that you can flow into us and life can flow out of us. And in order for us to do that, we need to enjoy it and eat a lot. We need to read, we need the word, we need to exercise our spirit. And only when we're filled with life, we have surplus. Life can flow out of us. Otherwise, you know, we probably don't get enough to quench our own thirst. How can we share more life with others? So, the more we have a heart to serve the Lord, the more we should be burdened for enjoying the Lord, for coming to the Lord. Amen. To be filled with Him first. Amen.
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 Amen. Worship be filled with Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I enjoy the ministry is based on constitution.
Amen.
And the message said that the only way to have a ministry is that Lord Jesus work Himself into us.
Amen.
Constitution Himself into us.
Amen.
But how can we be constituted with Lord Jesus?
Yeah.
We need experience.
Amen.
We need experience. The experience can bring us constituted by Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So every morning I pray to Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, give the experience a day.
Amen.
So that I can experience you.
Amen.
And you can work yourself into
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
I should experience with brothers and sisters. Yesterday evening, on my way to the small group gathering, I face the two way. Where to go? I can go the left way and go the right way.
Uh-huh.
But at first, I didn't pray to Lord. I just thought that I can go the left way because it is the easiest way to get the sister's house to have the gathering. So I choose this way. But the result is that I get lost. I even went to the wrong house. So at that time, Lord Jesus gave me the feeling that I should give Brad a call. So I phoned the brothers and he told me that I choose the wrong way. So I have to go back. But on my way, I open my heart to Lord and turn to Lord Jesus and I repent to Lord Jesus. I said to him, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I didn't rely on you in these things. So Lord, I need you.
Amen.
I need you to guide me. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Through this experience, Lord Jesus, He works Himself into me.
Amen.
And next time, I will have the feeling to rely on Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord give us a daily experience.
Amen.
So we can experience Him.
Amen.
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 I enjoy day two and day three as well. My sister and brother share about day two, so I'm going to share a little more about day three.
Mm-hmm.
So day three talks about we have to pray for, so if we see a brother is sinning, mm-hmm. we have to pray for him.
Amen.
And then we have to pray to the Lord, that the Lord give us life, that
Amen.
We can supply his.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just see that this is, like this time I read, I just see that this is so important.
Right.
Because I remember when if I'm in a sinful situation or I feel like, you know, I'm dead, I just can't go to the Lord by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just too weak to pray to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's strange, but then it's real. And then so so often I need another sister to
Amen.
Pray
yeah.
with me.
Amen.
And I believe that before she came to me, she prayed for me.
Amen.
So when I was, you know, when I was in Hong Kong, when I was just saved, you know, I experienced this a lot, but then I didn't see, you know, how much prayer I had from the brother and sisters. That's when I graduated, when I was about to come here, and then a brother, he told me that, you know, Connie, you know, it's very good to see, you know, gained by the Lord, grown the Lord. This will not be possible without so many people praying.
Amen.
You have no idea how many people pray for you. Amen. I was very touched. And so now when I'm, you know, starting to shepherd some new ones, and then sometimes, like, just like Sister Michelle, like, you know, you shouldn't do this, you know, don't do this. Like, this just, like, came out of me spontaneously. But then this message really saved me because I see that I have to pray for them.
Amen.
And I have to pray to the Lord that I have the life to shepherd them.
Yes.
If I just tell them, you know, do this or not do this, you know, they won't be going to the Lord.
Amen.
So the purpose that we shepherd life to them is that to help them to go to the Lord.
Amen.
We pray for them and we pray with them.
Amen.
So that they can, you know, go back to the Lord.
Amen.
They can establish, reestablish their fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord can minister life to them.
Amen.
So this is, like, I just see that this is so important. Whenever we see a brother or a sister sinning, we feel like we have to pray for them. We never quench the feeling in our spirit. We have to pray for them.
Amen.
Because we have no idea how much this is going to mean to them.
Correct.
And then if we don't do this, probably, you know, they're just too weak to go to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I met this lady, and she told me, why all the Christians, she's a Hindu, and she says, there are many Christians, they're always telling me that if I don't believe in Jesus, I'm going to hell. Well, actually, we shouldn't be doing that. Nobody should be telling me that.
Right.
And I feel we are, I'm responsible. I don't know about you, but I've been in Nepal for so many years instead of really spending or expressing the life of the Lord, spending praising death many years. So, and sometimes, you know, I've been say over 20 years. That I think for most of the years I've been only expressing that to others. And only when we come to meeting is when I receive life. But when I go to work or with others, sometimes I deal with a lot of Hindus and Muslims in my job, and sometimes, you know, we tend to judge them because they're different. And until the Lord shows me, no, we're the same. The life has to be shown to them. My life. No, yours. Your life is going to mess up. So you showed me as I come to the meeting, really that the Lord has shown me more and more, and today too more, even more, that, you know, I should be expressing the Lord in my, not only here in the meeting, but outside with my co-workers or my students, because I have a very difficult dealing every day with the enemy. Workplace, but many of them have come to my family to ask because the Lord is, I believe, is working a little bit in me now more and more.
Amen.
And some of them were, you know, give my Bible or give on the track. Even sometimes I run out of Bible one day. I didn't have enough. I bought a box, but I run out. And I said, this kid came and said, okay, he wanted to know about the Lord. And I didn't have a Bible. I run out. So I said, you have a phone? Yeah, what phone do you have? I said, iPhone. Okay, give me your phone. Okay, now you have a Bible here. So that's a good thing, you know. And he was happy because he said, oh, wow, I didn't know that. I have a Bible now here. Wow. And the whole Bible, you can get the New King James, which is a little easier than the King James. You know. The recovery, I told him to go to BibleForAmerica.com. But, you know, many times they just forget to go. So before you leave the store, I said, you got the Bible now, so read it. And come call me in fellowship. I give you the website, I give you the address, tell them to go in fellowship. corner back there. I think we're responsible sometimes for not showing that light to others outside and be prejudiced because they are different. But I give thanks to the Lord that He's the one showing us that it's His light that He's shown. We are the light of the world, so we're supposed to be shining as light. And what happens really, they blame it on Jesus. Many of them, when Brahma showed the life of the Lord, the life, these Hindus and Muslims don't want to know the Lord, don't want to say it because they blame it on the Lord. I pray for the Lord to have mercy on all those. We have to pray for them. There are many needs, there are many needs in there. Those communities where I am working, there are a lot of problems, a lot of divorces. I see a lot of most of the people and the kids I know are dealing with. The parents are already getting divorced or they're separated. So we have to pray. So the kids are hungry.
This week's message, when I read the title, The Ministry of Life, and just like John shared about ministers, I was thinking about ministers. I think that there are so many ministers, and I think that it can be others, but not me. But then, if we read the outline, the first point said that the churches in the Lord's recovery need the ministry. And the second point is very interesting. It says that we who have eternal life and experience and enjoy eternal life may minister this life to other members of the body. So it does not say other ministers, elders. It's we, all of us.
Amen.
We read day three, the message said that in 1 John 5, verses 14 to 16, it mentioned about especially verse 16, it says that if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin, not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him. And I think in the Chinese version, it's not that clear that this life giver can be us, because we think that God will give life,
right?
So it's not us. But here it says that if anyone, blah, 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 he shall ask, and he will give life. That asker can give life.
Right.
That meaning that if we have the burden, if we seek before the Lord,
amen,
we are capable of giving life to people.
Yes.
And that is really the way that we grow in the Lord. And I think that from our experience, that is really true. Because I think that for a lot of stuff we read here, we actually know already. And I think that some of you, not including me, are church kids, right? So you grew up and know a lot of truth, but actually, we should be askers in our church life. It's actually not like we see the brothers and sisters here, we are satisfied. We need to pray for the ones who are not here, and then I was touched by Sister Ruth sharing and also others sharing about, it's not that we just rely on our natural being, our natural ability to shepherd other people. It's really the ministry of life. So I actually thought about, when the Lord Jesus saw John and he was, mending the net. That is really a good picture of the church life, because every part are connected. So we are not alone. We are all connected. And this past Friday, I was really touched by the small group meeting, because when we have a gospel friend, everybody was so vital, so into the fellowship, to the truth. And I think that is really the way that the church life should go.
Amen.
It's not about our personal pursuit of the Lord. It's about, we together as a group, we encourage one another, and we are connected with one another.
Amen.
And so that the Lord eventually will get a group of people who love Him, and we will bring Him back.
Amen.
Amen.
So I enjoyed a lot of points in the outline. I felt like this week was really clear in that I just looked up some key words. They might not be your key words, but they're my key words. So. And in point one, the word I looked at was need. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning of this message, what you see is that it starts with a need.
Mm-hmm.
And then points one and two kind of cover that this need is personal, but it's also corporate.
Yes.
So on the one hand, we see that the ministry is based on constitution, which shows us that as ministers of the new covenant, you can kind of take of like in two different ways, right? Like what we minister is the new covenant, right? When we speak to people, it should be of light. It should be of everything that God has done for us. All that He has promised in the Bible for us, everything He has attained is actually for us. Because actually Christ is the fulfillment of the new covenant, right?
Amen.
So when what we minister or dispense should be Christ.
Amen.
It should be the new covenant.
Yes.
And you can also take the of as we're ministers of the new covenant, meaning we are the new covenant. We are constituted with the new covenant. Like, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also kind of ties in with, you need to be constituted with it.
Amen.
It's not just about what you speak or what
right.
you do, but actually about your living and, like,
yes.
who you are as a person.
Amen.
But then in point two and B under one, you also see that we need to experience and we need to minister.
Amen.
So in order to have this new covenant wrought into us, we actually need the experiences, right?
Right.
And then this becomes what we minister to other people.
Amen.
And so in Roman numeral 2, you see the corporate aspect that actually we need to experience, so we'll have the surplus, but it's actually for the members of the body.
Amen.
And then I enjoyed that in Roman numeral 3, what we see is source.
Amen.
The fountain of living water.
Yes.
I enjoyed that on the one hand, this message starts with a need, but the message also ends with how to fulfill that need.
Amen.
Just coming to the Lord as the source.
Amen.
And actually, the fountain of living water is where our need intersects with God's need.
Amen.
Because I enjoyed in Roman numeral 3, they really expanded about how coming to this fountain satisfies our need.
Amen.
How actually, by touching the Lord, coming to the Lord, we are really satisfied,
Amen.
And how nothing else can actually fulfill us.
Right.
But on the other hand, our coming to the fountain actually fulfills God's need.
Amen.
And the need for His corporate bride.
Yes.
And so I just enjoyed that. On the one hand, like, we always talk about how ministry, right, is like life plus suffering. It's seeing the truth, but it's also experiencing it. But it's actually on God's part to provide the experiences, the environment, the situations. But it's on our part to come to the fountain of living water when we are put in those environments. And so I guess I was really touched that the Lord is so wise that by this one simple act of becoming the fountain of living water, He is both fulfilling our need and His need.
Amen.
That spontaneously, as we gain more of the Lord, enjoy the Lord,
Amen.
All these experiences are wrought into us.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Actually becomes the supply to the body.
Amen.
And that actually fulfills His purpose of obtaining His bride.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed how, like, I felt like this outline was really complete.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
I was really refreshed by all the saints' portion this morning. I just felt like it's not a small thing for us to experience these things.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was considering the message, actually, you'll notice a lot of the verses are pulled from 2 Corinthians. And so I was reading the outline of 2 Corinthians, and I was just impressed to see The presentation in 2 Corinthians is about the ministry, the ministry and the ministers of the new covenant. And actually, if you read Brother Lee's the footnotes, you'll see that actually, I think there's a point Brother Lee talks about how the ministry and the ministers are not separate, they're one. So, and if you read the outline, I was just very impressed to see this ministry is produced by God working on the ministers.
Amen.
And I was just appreciating this word, and I believe Brother Minara Chen actually, he spent some time to talk about what does it mean to be constituted? What does it mean to be wrought? And I couldn't think of an example in life of like something being wrought, because it's not just building up, it's not just covering or painting, but it's talking about the very essence of what that thing is.
Amen.
Has been like infused and saturated, and now that thing that was something is now something else. Like there's no I don't know how to what physical analogy we can, but that's a picture of
petrified wood.
Yes, yeah, petrified wood. So actually that is what we are becoming. That's the experience we're becoming. And actually that takes time. That takes pressure. That takes experience.
Amen.
Tearing down and rebuilding.
Amen.
And that is actually what the Lord wants to do to our very being.
Amen.
Anyway, I was just impressed to see that in that first point it says the Lord's recovery needs the ministry of life. Yeah. So you see there's a need, but at the same time, if we are not ones who are cooperating with this one, who is enjoying this one as life, then actually there's no way for this need to be met. And I was impressed to see, actually, we were talking about the ministry of life, but actually life is a person.
Mm-hmm.
Life is God himself.
Amen.
You see, if the point one, it talks about we're being constituted not with just what life, but we're being constituted with this person.
Right.
And with everything that he is, with everything that he's done. So actually, we need to focus on this person.
Amen.
And then as I was reading this outline, I was reminded of the Thanksgiving conference. I thought it was very significant. Like, we had this message in spring 2012, and then the brothers had this, pretty much this burden repeated in the Thanksgiving conference on the mending ministry of life. And there's this need that we need to be recalibrated and refocused back on life. And then in the outline of that conference, it said that this life is a wonderful person.
Amen.
Indescribable in human language.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the footnote, read the references, it talks about, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly.
Amen.
In him was life.
Amen.
So actually when we are enjoying this life, actually it's not separate from this person. And actually when we are ministering life to others, we are ministering the God whom we have enjoyed. We're actually bringing the ones that we're shepherding to this person, to enjoy this person.
Amen.
So anyway, and the issue of that is the church, right? Who is just the duplication of this person.
Amen.
So anyway, I felt like, on one hand, I felt the message was quite heavy, but I also feel like it's quite simple in our experience.
Amen.
There's one outline point in 2 Corinthians. It says, so how do we be constituted, right? I just had this question to the Lord. Okay, Lord, so how does this actually be carried out? And the verses were 2 Corinthians 3, 12 to 18. And those verses are, but we all with unveiled face,
Amen.
Beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
So anyway, we're learning to contact this one, touch this one, and he's transforming us.
Amen.
This morning I also touched this word ministry and minister. We need to be refreshed all the time. Be clear, the ministry is talking about the unique work. Mm-hmm. And the minister is who will do the work.
Amen.
And what is the God's New Testament unique ministry? It's God to work himself
Amen.
Into his chosen people.
Amen.
We are to do this work.
Amen.
Whoever are perfected to do this work is called New Testament minister.
Amen.
Peter is the New Testament minister. Paul is the New Testament minister. John is the New Testament minister. And we shall be the New Testament minister.
Amen.
To do the New Testament ministry.
Amen.
Our brother Nee told us how the ministry was composed, or how the ministry was formed. It's by the revelation, plus experience. And experience, particularly, is the tribulation. Like a vessel, when the potter get the clay and make a vessel, he then had to draw some artwork on the vessel. After he has done this, there's another part needed, which is put into the furnace. And the purpose of putting that vessel into the furnace is what? Is to make the artwork to be one with the vessel. Saints, when we read all this message, all those truths, that is the revelation. But it's not enough. Those revelation, how can it become to us or can be one with us, is through the experience of the cross. In your daily life, in your personal life, in your marriage life, in your church life, in your work life, you must see this vision. God desires to route himself into you. It's to route all the message we have read
Amen.
Into us.
Amen.
So we have to cooperate with him.
Amen.
We must be trained in this way so the trying God can flow life into us.
Amen.
We must be purified in our heart, in our mind, in our emotion, and in our will.
Amen.
Without any mixture.
Amen.
So when the life flow out from our being, can be pure.
Amen.
I believe we all desire to flow our life.
Amen.
But sometimes, we flow out something is not pure. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
Saints, this message touched God's heart's desire.
Amen.
Why he created man? Man will become the vessel. He can contain God.
Amen.
And with the vessel to flow God out.
Amen.
God desired to flow himself out.
Amen.
But he was bound by us. He was bound by the principle of incarnation. Saints, do you know what's the principle of incarnation? That the vessel, the man, is not cooperating with God. God can do nothing at all. That is called the principle of incarnation. And if we don't cooperate with the trying God, then he cannot work at all. So our daily living, and it's so crucial. If we don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit in us, then he cannot do the work. And if he cannot do the work in us, no way he can flow out the life.
Yes.
Saints, you and I must be able to differentiate what is doctrine and what is life.
Amen.
What is religion and what is life.
Amen.
We may flow out some Bible doctrine instead of life. especially for those things that you are in the church life, ears, we shall be warm. Are we flowing our life, or are we flowing our doctrine? Whatever flow out will remain in the one who you contact. Therefore, we should be very, very careful.
Amen.
I was touched by our brother sharing last night. It sounds kind of silly, isn't it? Even you make a turn, you have to ask the Lord.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's not.
Yeah.
We must exercise ourselves, even making a turn, ask the Lord. Lord, should I make a right turn? Or should I make a left turn? If we can exercise this way, then the triune God living in us is very real.
Amen.
And it's not doctrine at all.
Yeah.
And you and I should experience lots of prohibiting. If you don't experience prohibiting from the triune God, which is the Holy Spirit in you and us, then pretty much you don't have His presence at all. Because before He can run into us, there's a lot of stripping off. Our mind needs to be stripped off. Our emotion needs to be dealt. And our will needs to be subdued. So we need to exercise ourselves.
Amen.
Following the inner anointing.
Amen.
So this flow of life can actually flow into us.
Amen.
Then we can become the ministry of life.
Amen.
And to minister life to others. Amen.
Amen. Many brothers and sisters mentioned about this past Thanksgiving conference of this John's mending ministry. As I know, there's two major burdens. I think whoever you mentioned, you must be very touched by the message, right? And there are two major burdens will be shared the coming corporate meeting in Hamilton. One is this mending ministry of John.
Amen.
So I heard the online and even the audio is online. So I don't know who you know how to find it, but I will try to find it. And if I found it, I'll share with you. There will be three brothers share on this message one. And there is an open section for everyone to share. So during this week, we will have our regular morning revival. But except for that, beside that, you should get into this message one of the past Thanksgiving conference. And the second burden will be how the Lord is leading us, local churches, seven churches in New Jersey in the past year, and how He will continue with us, especially among the speaking saints. So these two burdens will be a burden. And, so it's very related to us. So encourage everyone, we should go. So it's a little bit farther, but we should all attend this corporate meeting.
Thank you for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
fountain of your life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Give us life to express, Lord.
Amen.
Bless all this, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you because you don't want nobody to perish, Lord.
Amen.
Come to the full knowledge of you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
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 We give you this week.
Amen.
To cooperate with you.
Amen.
In every part of our being.
Yes.
And to open every avenue.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you, Lord.
Amen.
Gain us for your building.
Amen.
Gain us for your church.
Amen.
Make us those ministers of life.
Amen.
Ministers of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm here for the mystery of life.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I want the revelation and experience.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you that you made us sufficient.
Amen.
As ministers of life.
Amen.
Of life dispensers.
Amen.
We give you another week.
Amen.
Lord, continue working yourself into us.
Amen.
Lord, keep us turning to you as a source.
Amen.
Lord, as a fountain of living waters.
Amen.
Lord, keep us drinking of you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
presence. Yes.
Amen.
Oh, you'll be constrained by your love.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, so your presence can be real to us.
Amen.
Oh, and we can experience you day by day.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, just grant us a spirit of obedience.
Amen.
Yeah. We will cooperate with you.
Amen. Amen.
In these coming weeks to you.
Amen.
Oh, gain us.
Amen.
Be with us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, be with us this week.
Amen.
Oh, throughout even the mundane things.
Amen.
Oh, we learn to turn to you.
Amen.
Depend on you.
Yes.
Amen. We learn not to depend on ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, but you would be our source.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you constitute yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, little by little.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, when we forget.
Yes.
Remind us.
Amen.
Speak to us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do an exercise.
Amen.
Do an exercise to go against our own will.
Amen.
Oh, to choose you.
Amen.
To choose life.
Yes. Amen.
Little by little,
Amen.
Day by day,
Amen.
We grant you our obedience,
Amen.
Our cooperation,
Amen.
So we can work yourself into us,
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
work this ministry of life in us,
Amen.
So we can also dispense the light,
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Give us a list this week,
Amen.
Hallelujah.